Hi everyone, turns out the internet sucks and our live stream cut out before, so this is part two. I'm not sure what happened then, for some reason the stream just decided to stop, don't know why.
Should have seen Maddie's eyes.
Really angry, yeah. I was really angry. Curious. Had lots of good content in there as well. It's all right, we'll go back to where we were before. So I think we were up to where when it went. I think it was Harper focuses on trade and immigration.
Yeah.
Can chat please tell us where we were up to in the article, and we will start from there again.
People have a choice between either Spider-Man or us. They'll be back. They'll be back.
Yeah. we'll just go from the Harper focuses on trade and immigration again, yeah. And then we'll go on to the conclusion.
Yeah.
So we'll do, if we've already gone over this in the last one, we don't actually know where it cut out. We're not 100% sure. So benefits of immigration are less clear. So, all right.
Okay, maybe if we just talk about this.
Where was it? Yeah. Likewise, so was it here?
Likewise, the many benefits of immigration less clear to long-term residents.
Okay, yeah. So we were just talking about this section here. Likewise, the many benefits of immigration are less clear to the long-time residents who now feel like strangers in their own neighbourhoods, or to the formal workers whose jobs have been taken by newcomers ready to work for less. So you're talking about this before our stream crashed. We'll share it up. Well, should we?
Yeah, share it up. Yeah.
We'll share it up again.
So the point I was making about this
is
line, this is by Tony Abbott. He's saying the many benefits of immigration are less clear. So he's saying that there are lots and lots of benefits to immigration. Mm. It seems like he's saying rather than we have to cause it is altering the demographic makeup of our country, he's saying, look, we probably pushed immigration a little bit too far. We've scared people away with it. We just need to explain it better. We just need to manage it better, and we'll be able to program going.
Yeah,
this gives me the impression that when conservatives and the Liberal Party talk about cutting immigration, they're worried that if they don't cut back how many people come in here, immigration, because somebody's going to come in, an anti-immigration party is going to come in and cut it completely. So it sounds like they want to cut it back so that they can keep the whole system going, rather than going, this is actually for the worse, we need to stop this now.
Yeah, and the thing there is people are feeling like strangers in our own neighbourhoods. It doesn't feel like Australia anymore, especially you go to the CBD and it's essentially a Chinese colony, really.
Yeah.
It smells like a Chinese colony to me. I've said it before. I grew up in an Asian country. It smells like an Asian country. It feels like an Asian country. It literally feels like I'm walking through Singapore.
Yeah, the taxis smell like an Indian company.
Fuck. It's... Earlier in part one, where people are coming in and taking jobs for less, they're taking jobs away from Australians who would do the same job if more for it.
Yeah.
Same with the Uber, where foreigners have flooded the market. It's not just economically, though. It's also culturally. I don't know if I actual live stream, but I was talking about going to Rye over the weekend and just noticing how white the place was and how I felt a lot safer there than I do where I live now.
To me, whenever I go to a place like that, it just reminds me of what Australia used to be like.
That's exactly what I said as I was driving through. This is just like what Australia used to be.
That's how I remember my childhood.
Same. That's how what I remember it being like.
And it's an eye-opener because when we're the frog in the boiling water, you don't notice it. Or you notice it, but you don't notice it so much. But then you go to a place, say like Queensland, and it hits you. Those moments are a real red pill. And you either think about it and go, okay, what has led to this? Or you just go, oh, this place is too white.
That's it. Yeah. We need more diversity in here. And It's funny because I had an interesting interaction with a servo worker who was white. And I've driven up there with significant other, and she's South American, and she's just gone, "Is that guy white in a servo?" Well, I've looked at her and
it sounds like you've red pilled.
And I'm like, "Yeah, I think he is. That's crazy. Can't believe it.
Is there something wrong with him?"
I spoke to him. I'm like, "I can't believe it. I can't believe you're a white guy working in a service station." He's like, "Oh yeah, we're all white here." And I sort of mentioned my attitude towards what's happening in Melbourne in slightly less censored terms.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see the look on his face. He didn't know how to react. Because mm-hmm. you think about it, he could be getting set up there. He probably doesn't know how to react to that situation. But it was funny seeing how people were still there. Like, I'm sure he'd love to be able to have an honest conversation about it, but he's at work and he doesn't really. But there is still quite a lot of work to be done, especially on people who haven't quite felt the effects of the strengthening policy that is diversity.
Yeah, diversity is our strength.
Diversity really is our strength. diversity is our strength.
Orange man bad. Should we
we'll just read the last sentence of the next paragraph and then so the challenge now is to suitably update the party's political philosophy from the age of Reagan, when the benefits of free trading goods and movement of people were much more taken for granted. What's wanted is a coherent underlying rationale and catchy phrases like putting the country first.
Reading this for the third time now, again, like he's talking about how like the free movement of people, the benefits were not granted in the past. Again, it sounds like he wants to return to a system where those benefits are really well understood. So again, it's like he just wants to scale it back. It doesn't sound like he really wants to secure the existence of our people, and
which is interesting.
White children and he wants to like keep the system.
And in the conclusion, you nail exactly the problem with this. He's talking about the problem. He's highlighting without actually specifically highlighting what the actual real problem underlying all these issues are. Yep. And why talking about the problem in the most uncensored and honest terms is not just going to save us from calamity, but the way to resonate with people. And it's the way to win back the base, to truly win back the base. The best thing about it is if someone from the coalition started playing the politics that we talk about, not only would they win a whole lot of respect with the electorate and likely win a number of elections, the media would be in absolute uproar. And it would be hilarious watching them spit around, and especially when the coalition won an election on that platform, which they definitely would.
Just like with Trump, the media would become their automatic publicity machine.
Correct. Yeah. Exactly. And it's like that article with Kaz Ross and all the other articles where they say this is what they're doing, and then they just advertise what you're doing. Yeah. Like it's supposed to be that.
Except they don't mention the XYZ for something.
They never mention the XYZ.
One day. Just call a fat pig enough and it'll happen.
We'll go on to
should we just read out the dog whistle and then let the viewers like just make
what Yeah, is it for Harper? I'm sure whose side are you on is at the heart of it. Rootless cosmopolitan intellectuals parading their moral superiority, or masters of high finance dressing up self-interest as economic correctness, are not for him.
How interesting. I've got no idea what he's
saying. Who is he talking about?
No idea. Let's go to the conclusion.
I just can't see it. You understand? I just can't see it. It's almost like I need to go to a certain glasses company.
Yeah, you probably
that one where you save money on it?
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Specsavers.
Specsavers. That company, like, I just can't see it.
I have no idea what he's saying. I have no idea what he means there.
We should have gone to Specsavers.
Yeah, we should have gone to Specsavers.
We should have gone there. Because to get sleep.
Obviously, yeah, you see the world in a completely different light.
When you wear those Specsavers.
That's right.
But anyway, Dave wanted to say.
Yeah, make it that way.
Yeah. So there is a difference between beliefs and ideas. Yeah, beliefs are deep convictions that move the heart and soul as well as the mind, often very important ones that improve people's lot in life, bring people's lot in lives. But they're the stock in trade of academics, not leaders. Over the past couple of decades, as our ideas have multiplied, our beliefs have diminished. That's a big gap in centre-right politics, which Harper's book is striving to fill. People crave a moral purpose, and if we don't offer them any inspiration, others will fill that vacuum, but not necessarily to our country's good.
That's not a conclusion. I've been writing essays for my whole life, and especially like conclusions like this piss me off.
Yeah.
Because he's written a really long article. It's a good article, and he could really go strong in the conclusion. Like the conclusion is supposed to just ram at home, and that's just nothing. That's a limp. It's just like he's talking about the difference between beliefs. We need something to get them on our side. No, this is where you say we need to do this, bang, bang, bang. This is how it is.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it.
Exactly.
That's what a conclusion is. That's not a conclusion.
He's pussyfooting around the issue. He's not willing to just say it outright and just be unashamed. I want to protect the Australian people, real Australian people. I want to protect my nation, my country. And that's all they need to do. Yeah. Ultimately,